WTBQ. Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den live from the WTBQ studios in Warwick, New York. You can hear us live on 93.5 FM, 1110 AM, WTBQ.com, or the replay on the Davin's Den Facebook page. All you need to do is click like on the Facebook page. You can probably listen without clicking like, but we'd like you to like us because we're needy. You can reach us on the phone at 845-651-1110 or instant message us on the Davin's Den Facebook page or my Facebook page or somebody who doesn't know us Facebook page. We'll get it anyway. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt, and joining me in the den is the girl with the action hero sounding name, Pip Helix.
Yay!
She's an action hero. And I believe on the phone from somewhere on the road, Joe Curry. Joe, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. You there?
No, I'm not here. You're talking to my ghost.
I don't know. How can I? I'm up. It's nice.
Wow. I'll tell you what. It's not the studio that prevents you from speaking clearly. Hello, Joe.
The traffic up here was horrible.
Oh, it's always horrible. I don't want to hear about your stupid traffic. We'll get to you in a second.
All right.
We'll get to
all
you
right.
second.
I'm up here in beautiful Alexandria Bay at the Wise Guys Club.
All right. Nobody wants your stupid plugs right off the bat. You could have just told me where you were. What, you really think the people in this listening audience are getting in their car and making the five-hour journey right now to catch you? Really?
You never know. I'm a draw.
You're a doodle. You're not a draw.
A doodle. Really? A doodle?
Listen, go jump into the bay. I'm trying to start a show. Jeez, I can't even get any traction with you. What? I haven't even announced a handoff. The annual handoff of the show of who's going to handle this mess. We just lost Rich, who by the way actually succeeded in getting you on the line because you know sometimes the boss don't.
And that's an accomplishment.
The boss is settling in. Frank Truett, the king, and we have Mr. Johnny from Johnny's Bench, and we got a full house in the studio
good,
over
good,
there.
Good.
Frank lost the coin toss.
Frank lost the coin toss. What, Joe?
Is a lovely Pippi there?
Pip's here. Yeah. Hi.
Hey. Hi, girly.
Really? Really? Oh.
I can't say a friendly hi.
No, but never. I want to start a show.
You're disgusting him.
This is the type of thing we should have done like 20 minutes before the show. We're talking about if we were going to talk about anything tonight. Instead, you guys are getting reacquainted, and you're screwing things up.
All right. Shut up. Talk.
Thank you, boss.
Be funny now.
No. Why will I be funny now? I don't do it when I make money as a comic. I'm going
to
start being funny now on the radio?
Happens,
no. You don't get a show running this long with no listeners by being funny. I am as monotone and boring as I possibly can be.
I was just mimicking what people have done to me. Tell me a joke now.
No, people do not ask you for jokes. They leave the room when you're not looking. All right? Let's be honest with it. I've worked with you.
Yeah, they just point and laugh. That's what they do.
Yeah, but that's because you got toilet paper on your shoes. All right, Joe. So you're in Alexandria Bay. You made it up there safely?
Yes, I did.
Good. You have a good 4th of July?
Yeah, how about you?
I worked. I was working with Rich Voss, who actually is a very nice guy.
Yeah, he is. He's a sweetheart.
I didn't get to know him the way you do, apparently. He was a nice enough guy. And we caught together, he and I caught a little bit of Tracy Morgan's act. And it was we did, because you know, we only had a couple of minutes. And Tracy, I got this secondhand from the club. Apparently his publicist was giving him the riot act before the show, telling him what he could and he couldn't say. Like, Tracy, you can't...
Oh, you don't tell Tracy that.
Yeah, well, he said, Tracy, you can't say the word. Actually, a word you called me last week on these airwaves. Faggot, yes. Joe called me a faggot last week.
Oh, I'm sorry, I wasn't here for that.
Yeah. Now, and nobody dumped that, but they should dump him.
That was a throwdown.
It was no throwdown. Joe was just being his normal, charming self.
No, he's just trying to throw
I mean,
down.
All right, so what kind of, everybody plays with fireworks. What were you playing, Bobby?
All right, enough. Nobody cares about last week's show, stupid. Nobody heard it. It'll go
all
up
right.
on the replay in a month
right,
from now.
We're here in the present.
What?
We're here in the present.
Yes. So anyway, the publicist tells tells Tracy he can't say faggot. And, like, Tracy apparently snaps. He goes, what? Well, I could say, and I'm not going to say the word, the N-word 200 times, and it's fine. He goes, fine, I'm not apologizing again. So you know the apology was sincere.
Yeah, sounds like it.
But this was all given to me secondhand, so I don't know. I'm sure he was very apologetic, I'm sure. I could have hung out with him at the after party, but instead I decided to go to my room and hang out with my sleeping wife and sleeping kid, because that's how I roll.
You're a good husband.
I am a good husband. How was your fourth, Pip?
That was pretty good. It was kind of boring, actually.
What'd you do?
You know what? Absolutely nothing. My poor husband, I had a headache, and I went to take a nap and get over it. We didn't end up going to see fireworks or anything.
Well, you're really bringing lots of this.
Yeah, I know. It was like the way to bring it down.
Oh, right? I forgot what I remember what I was supposed to say. I'm actually in a little bit of a good mood right now because I got free honey.
You got free honey?
It had nothing to do with me.
It had nothing to do with Pip. No, I got free honey from James, who does the Buzz show on WTBQ. It's a show about bees. And you would think, really, every week about bees, and let's just do bees, what the hell do we need to know? But he's actually really good, and it's actually really interesting. So I catch it whenever I can on Tuesdays at 1:30, I think it is. So he gave me some free honey. I learned about bee swarms, which is what you would think would happen when Joe Curry hits the stage. Think they would swarm out, but no, it's actually a phenomenon
really?
Of nature. So I want to give James a thank you.
Now, what are you going to do? What are you going to give him in return? Four bad jokes?
I think you're being a little cheap. I think I could give him half a dozen at least.
Oh, I have a slew of bad ones.
Yeah, listen, I could at least give him the middle
out.
20 minutes of my act, or as I like to call it, the pee break.
The intermission.
Yeah, the intermission. I like to have my own intermission. So, yeah, I thank James. That has put me in a good mood because I'm having a little bit of a bad couple of days, but that put me in a good mood. So we were talking about the 4th of July, and you guys did nothing exciting. Did any of you guys sit home and watch the hot dog eating contest?
No,
I missed that. I didn't watch it,
but I saw it on the internet.
You saw it on the internet?
I did.
Really? You're downloading the hot dog contest?
No, I wasn't downloading it. No, there was a snippet of it on the internet, and I watched it. What a bunch of gluttons. I've never seen people eat that fast. It's not food at that point.
But this is the reason the rest of the world hates us. People are starving to death, and we turn on American TV, and there we are shoving food down our faces as fast as we can.
You know, Dennis Ross had a very good point. Dennis Ross, who, as you and I know, is a lover of hot dogs. Hey, man, there's a hot dog place. Anyway, there's my Dennis Ross impression. Dennis is very upset about this because Dennis agrees kind of with what Pip is saying, that you should take the hot dog, that it's wrong to take a hot dog, mush it up in water. It's not really doing justice to the hot dog.
It's like, it's not even food.
Yeah, somebody eats one like that.
Well, I do sometimes at the buffet right before showtime. I say, Joe, get me half a dozen hot dogs. I'm going to binge, and afterwards, while I'm doing my act, I'll purge. What I do, I'm like Gallagher.
Give me half a dozen hot dogs and a bowl of water.
come on, bring the bread. I want the whole wheat bread to make it healthy.
It's like, just call me Rover. You know, it's like, what are you adding water to it to make a gravy, like that wagon? Chuck wagon.
I can only assume that this is the type of advice you would give to porn stars, and that helps. It makes it go down easier.
Oh,
what's that?
Okay.
You said go down easier.
Yeah, I did say go down.
Yeah,
no,
you did.
Don't worry, Frank's not even listening. Frank.
No. Like I told you last time.
I said go down. Frank started to Google search it.
Frank has his foot on the dump button for the whole show. That's what I told you last time.
Frank, listen, I told Frank before the show what the alternative idea was. He's very pleased we're talking about hot dogs because I had an idea that would have gotten us so many phone calls.
Oh.
You thought that the poo scandal was bad.
Yeah, the phone calls would not
be good.
At least
there's an idea that gets his phone calls.
What'd you say?
At least there's an idea that gets his phone calls.
Joe, we get phone calls. They just don't make it into the studio. Don't worry about it. We get phone
true.
Calls. So, yeah, you know what, Joe? I agree with you, though. You raised a point that this is why, you know, I don't know if it's the only reason why people want to kill us and bomb us and everything, but we are gluttons. Yeah, I mean, people are starving in our country. There's homeless people in New York where they're holding the stupid contest. There's people starving, and you get these guys, they're eating 30, 40, 50 hot dogs. People, they get a little belt for it. It's crazy.
And the belt doesn't fit because they've just shoveled down so many hot dogs.
But you would say it doesn't. They're actually skinny.
I know.
These guys are skinny.
I was just going to say that. They're all thin.
Yeah, it's really. Well, I mean, if you binge and purge, yeah, that's what's going to happen.
They never
know.
They actually. They never show the purging. See, I think that's the next step. Anybody can eat. Show us the purging. Show us the after. That's a show I want to see. The purging, the bathroom. Let's have a competition. Who could do the most damage in the bathroom? I mean, there's a show. You put that on HBO. You know what? You get one of your little glamour models and they're holding a microphone after the event. That's what I want to see.
That would be a great show. Welcome to Binge and Purge. People eat hot dogs, then go into this Kevlar toilet and try to hold it in.
Well, Mike, Johnny Chestnut, he ate 60 hot dogs, and from what I can tell, there's about 70 hot dogs worth here in the toilet. I don't know. I think he had some from last year. Back to you, Tim.
Ooh, you're going to need a bop for that.
I mean, it's just crazy. I don't think eating should be a competition. I don't think it should. What are we going to do, breathing competition?
No, I just heard on the radio on a radio station.
There's no other radio station besides WTBQ.
It must have been
that
here.
That is correct.
I heard just recently that only Colorado is the only state in the United States that has less than 20% obesity.
Really?
Colorado.
Well, because it's so cold, you're shivering all the calories away.
No, there must be. I'm going to start skiing like a monster.
I'm going to move to Colorado so I can be exceptional.
I know. I know, but isn't that amazing? And here we are shoveling down food as fast as
they should hold the contest in Colorado, eating hot dogs while people are skiing. If you don't hit a tree, you win. That's the type of competition
right.
I want to see.
And to show you the significance of this, that percentage rate that Colorado was at right now, 20 years ago, was the highest rate for obesity. So actually, 20 years later, the lowest rate now used to be the highest rate 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So we're just a bunch of fat horses.
Wow. I really love the way you guys brought the show down with statistics. That was something to behold. I mean, Pip kind of got away with it, but Joe's like, you know what? Let's spin it on the other end. Everybody, get out your graph paper. We're going to... Really, Joe?
Hold on.
Really?
I want to get my calculator out. Wait. This is the porn section for the
accountants. Frank, I'm going to Plan B. The story that I didn't let make the show.
No.
If you guys want to know what didn't make the show.
Oh, no.
It's to message us at Davin's Den on Facebook. And I'll be happy to tell you what you could be listening to right now. The type of thing that would make Howard Stern proud and throw Opie and Anthony off the air. I guarantee it.
Right.
Oh, man. No.
Or here at WTBQ, get me the 5 o'clock time slot.
Yeah.
Yeah, now, did you guys know? I'm really going to delve into this hot dog thing because I'm fascinated. They now have a men and a women's division. Really? I've been to the Chinese buffet. Being a pig knows no gender.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, believe me. I've been at the Wang Fu's Emporium.
Wang Fu? That sounds so dirty.
Everybody
good
Wang Fu
to
tonight.
For Wang Fu, that's true.
We should get them as a sponsor.
Well, considering that the hot dog is such a phallic-shaped meat, Wang Fu sounds like just the right place to hold the contest next year.
So we're all in agreement. These guys are not athletes, and they're just pigs, and we should stop watching this.
This is not a sport.
Of course. It's ridiculous that it's even on the air.
You know what? I want to see somebody throw down I want to see one of these guys die next year. I want to see somebody. See, here's what I want. I want Joey Chestnut to be eating hot dog number 56, and all of a sudden he starts to choke. Now, Kobayashi, they let him in because they banned them this year, stupids. But I want to see him at 55. All of a sudden, he's right next to Chestnut. All of a sudden, Chestnut starts choking. What does Kobayashi do? Does he put down the hot dog and give the Heimlich maneuver? Or does he just plow through? What do you do, Kobayashi? We are throwing down the gauntlet. Chestnut goes down next year. Only you can save him, Kobayashi. That's the death hot dog throwdown we all want to see. Followed by the spelling
bee. Not only is it a ridiculous there's controversy with Kobayashi not being in this
He wouldn't sign the exclusive food-eating contract. How un-American is that? So they put him across the river in New Jersey. Yuck! If you don't sign the contract, you have to be in New Jersey.
Ah!
Ah. God forbid.
Oh,
to the people listening in northern New Jersey, we're just kidding. We love you.
Only horrible people are from New Jersey.
Except for Helix. You know, there was another controversy. I know a lot of you guys, you come to the show for the hard-hitting topics that we do from time to time, but none of those this week.
Frank, throw on that teletype sound. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. Frank has 11 things programmed into the key. Frank has like thousands of sound effects.
And there are 11.
Frank has 11. One is like applause, one is booing, and one is the Britney Spears orgasm. Is that pretty much it, what we got, Frank?
And that's it.
There it is. You know, Frank doesn't have to speak. He just orgasms at me.
Maybe that's why nobody's laughing at the shows. They're really orgasming at you. Oh, you should see the eat
the
you know what and die look.
Yeah, right now everybody's losing it at Wang Fo's. Hey, I just got an update. Derek Jeter, 2 hits away from 3,000.
No way.
Yeah, who says we don't do hard-hitting sports?
Wow. He's just coming back from...
So he's 2 hits away. So Frank has told me we're going to stay on the air until Derek Jeter gets his 3,000th hit. Of course, I don't even know why I don't know when the 3,000th hit is, because we have psychic Cindy on after us, and she could probably just tell me when the 3,000th hit is, and I don't have to watch it. So make sure you listen to psychic Cindy after the show. Call her up and ask when the 3,000th hit is, and you don't have to watch the stupid thing.
I think she must have called it, though, because he's duct taping us into the room.
Yeah, Frank's duct taping and pouring gasoline. And lighting the fuse and going insurance money. If Casey Anthony can get away with it, so can I.
Oh,
there it was.
He went there.
Now I'm not gonna get all into that. Oh, by the way, if you want to call and get all into that, 845-651-1110. But I'm not gonna get into that because I'm doing hard hitting stories tonight. I'm not, you know.
I do have one question about that though.
About Frank killing us or
no,
about Casey?
No, there's no question about Frank killing us.
Okay.
No, that's just a matter of time.
Okay.
But the question I have is, what do you think is gonna happen first? Is Jeter gonna hit 3,000 or is Casey gonna get out of jail?
Jeter's going to hit 3,000
before she's out.
Yeah.
All right.
And then Casey Anthony is going to be at Yankee Stadium, you know, the following week, and be like the old Morgana and run onto the stage and kiss Derek Jeter.
Oh, that's the kiss of death.
You know what my kiss of very nice, Pip.
Thank you.
You know what my prediction is for Casey Anthony? Clearly she's on the path to pornography and celebrity rehab. So I look forward to following both of her future endeavors. Because clearly, where else is she going to go? Who's going to marry this chick? Yeah, you need a babysitter with your wife. If you can't leave her alone with a kid. She should stay in jail. I don't want to get into this.
Okay, moving along.
I was talking about hard-hitting news.
Hard-hitting.
We were talking about Coney Island. Did you hear what happened this weekend at Coney Island? It wasn't just hot dogs.
What else happened at
they
Coney Island?
They ran out of toilet paper in the bathroom.
Wait a minute.
Did you guys hear this?
You can't afford toilet. That's. I heard about that. They actually hired somebody to hand there and hand out squares of toilet paper to people.
No. Actually, Joe, you're wrong. Actually, the Parks Department said, the Parks Department is saying,
squares.
Hold on, the Parks Department is saying, we didn't hire somebody to do that. They took that upon themselves. Somebody said, you know what? I'm a problem solver. I'm going to hang out in the stinky bathroom and hand out not 2-ply, 1-ply.
No.
I don't want to work with children. I don't want to help dogs or cats. I'm going to hand out Charmin in a stinky bathroom.
Did you eat too many hot dogs? You should have thought of that ahead of time. Here's one square. Make it work.
Oh, no.
Yeah, right?
Oh, not one. What is it? Life turning into a Seinfeld episode? Can you spare a square?
That's really what. And people were outraged. So I'm asking you guys: do you guys ever travel with your own toilet paper?
Yeah.
Do you?
Not toilet paper, but you know, like those little package of wipes. Because women's rooms are nasty.
Really? What are you doing that you need wipes for?
What do you think you mean need wipes?
Either you're eating ribs, or you're a precursor to Casey Anthony's career.
Well, you can't walk around with a big roll of Charmin in your purse.
You could. You're well endowed. You could stick a 2-ply in your bra.
I have 3.
If you had 3 boobs, do you know how popular you would be? I wouldn't be able to get you for my stupid radio show.
Yeah, but it would be 3C, not 3M. You know what I'm saying?
3M, what, you tape them down?
No, 3M products. Oh, never mind.
Now, why don't you go do some stupid statistics?
I...
Oh, now my wife's going to yell at me. You're calling everybody stupid. That's what's going to happen.
I know.
I'm going to get yelled at by my wife.
Yes,
over this.
You are.
Joe, you travel a little bit. You're in Alexandria Bay. Do you bring toilet paper with you?
I should have.
Okay.
We were eating hot dogs.
I never really had. You know, if I got in a situation where I get to a room or something like that, I would go out and buy it. But I usually bring everything. You've traveled with me. I travel like Paris Hilton. I brought my basement with me, so... Toilet paper is the one thing I don't bring.
Yeah, I don't bring toilet paper either. But you know what? If the city's running out of these things,
hold on
maybe
a second.
I will. What? What's the matter?
Joe's saying that he travels like Paris Hilton. I'm picturing. So you don't pack any underwear?
Oh, not here.
Oh God!
What?
Really?
What?
There's an image nobody needs.
Oh, well,
Joe getting out of the Honda Element with a crotch shot. Really?
Well, because all the paparazzi are chasing him around all the time.
No, the paparazzi are running in the opposite direction.
I carry a toy poodle and I make sure I get out of the car slow and wide.
Oh, I'm
really?
Sorry. I'm really sorry.
Enjoy your dinner. Enjoy your hot dogs for those listening at home. Oh my God. That is a horrible, horrible image.
I know. I'm sorry. Once I said it, I was really sorry.
No, you weren't. You did that on purpose.
I was hoping you'd eat light tonight.
That was subterfuge. I'm using SAT words.
I know. Even though there's a book outside that says SAT scam or something.
What?
There's a book on the shelf right out in the waiting room here that says something about the big SAT scam. I wanted to see what it was, but I didn't have time.
I don't know. They must be a new sponsor of one of the shows.
I'm guessing.
The only reason we have any books in this, we have, like, very few books in there. I think we have toilet paper in the bathroom, but I think that's what we got.
Oh, thank goodness.
Are you guys concerned that the towns, because, you know, they're doing the budget cuts, are you guys concerned that the towns are going to start running out of other necessities for us?
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're going to start taking the bums off the streets. And the winos and stuff like that. The taxes to death. Give us toilet paper, would you?
Oh, by the way, I just got an instant message from one of our fans, and they just said when we were talking about you with the Honda Element and all, and the crotch shot, I just threw up in my mouth. Ha ha. Brendan, this goes out to you. You're welcome, sir. There's more inappropriate comedy coming your way. Joe's gonna be wearing a thong for our special 100th episode anniversary show. You're gonna want to see that.
I'm really sorry for the visual.
You screwed up. You know, I liked you a lot better when you were bringing stupid statistics than when you were giving it Joe, you know, Joe with the crotch shot, you know, a little toy poodle attached to his thigh, begging somebody, please, just put me to sleep, put me to sleep. Yeah.
Poor dog.
Hey, somebody new just likes our show. We are getting likes. We are getting people listening to us. This is unbelievable. Wow. And none of these people are calling to complain yet. I will try harder.
And the crowd goes wild.
Yeah. You know what? You bring Pip Helix and the ratings just zoom. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, that was it.
Frank should put you on the morning show.
Yeah.
You won't get any complaints with her. She's a nice girl, Frank.
No.
Frank, speak on the damn morning show. People think I'm talking to myself. For goodness gracious, Frank, you talk all damn morning. Actually, you don't talk. Frank's got like four nitwits in here so they can carry. Frank doesn't even talk on his own damn show.
Devin, I hate to break this to you. There is no Frank.
There is no Frank. You know what? His fiance is the luckiest woman in the world because Frank already doesn't speak. And he's got an outlet, a forum for it. And you know what? He's like, I'm ready for marriage. I'm not going to talk anymore. We're out of toilet paper. Take it to Coney Island. I don't care. I'm not talking to you about this.
Bring it up with the show. Bears. I don't want to hear about it.
Well, make it a two-piece. All right, really, really request. Brendan wants you to wear a two-piece. No, he's not going to wear a two-piece. when you got abs like Joe, a bottoms is enough.
Hey, speak for yourself. I'll answer the question.
Nobody wants to hear you. You've done enough.
No, you know what? Actually, no, I'm not going to be out of control.
You know, we have done shows with veterans from Afghanistan, people from Pakistan. We have done shows where we've actually educated people. And then we bring Pip in and we do nothing positive.
It goes straight to the gutter. That's my specialty. Thank you.
Yeah, so you think they're going to take the bums off the street? You know, I don't think that's a bad thing.
I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing either, but I don't know what that has to do with running out of the toilet paper. Oh, wait, I'm getting an image. No, I don't want to talk. Oh, I'm sorry.
But I think these cutbacks could be seen other places. I think they could say the fire departments are no longer allowed to use hoses to fight fires. Instead, they're only allowed. Make it work, fellas. Stretch it out.
You're getting 1 gallon. Use it wisely.
Use it wisely. Just do the perimeter.
What? There's no water? You use it for the hot dog eating contest?
Very nice, Joe.
Yeah, those dirty water dogs. Get that super soaker in there. We can get this fire
out.
Have
all the guys, like, after the hot dog eating contest, put out their own little fire.
Or all the purging. That'll help.
That's
with
what
the
I was
fire.
Talking about.
Oh.
Well, thank you for connecting the dots.
I'm sorry. I'm a little slow.
Yeah, so you're we're going to help you in a second. Hey, are they going to help us? Yeah, they're looking for a guy named Ralph.
Oh, wow.
Ralph,
Joe
my
Curry bringing the eighth grade of humor to the show. Welcome to the show, Joe. Joe was funny for 2 weeks in a row. No reason to continue that hot streak.
My favorite euphemism for that, laughing at ants.
Laughing at ants?
Picture it.
Ew.
Laughing at ants. Isn't that great?
How about this idea? The police are only allowed two bullets when trying to bring down a perp. After two bullets are fired, the police are expected to use spitballs. How about that?
That's great. Yeah, but we're out of paper, so it's just going to be spit.
Freeze! I got a big loogie. I have a cold.
Wait, bring him front and center.
Did you see this? Stop or I'll spit. Stop or I'll spit.
Settle down there, Casey Anthony.
I'm thinking that are we going back to World War II rationing days?
Rationing?
Is it rationing?
Yes, it's rationing.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bringing out his little red pen. And, I mean, you know, girls would do anything for chocolates and hoes.
I wish I was around in World War II.
It would be pretty easy. All you have to do is whip out a Snickers bar and you're in, baby.
Well, Snickers satisfies.
Well, now it's going to be hoes for TP. I'll do anything for a square.
Joe, next week we're going shopping before the show.
Yeah, right.
We're going to get the Charmin. We're going to have naked girls in here for 2 plus. What, Joe?
The Crate O-M&Ms.
Crate O-M&Ms. How about this? Garbage men no longer allowed to be indiscriminate about taking trash. They can only take junk that can best be used for flea markets, garage sales, or eBay. All other garbage must be loaded in your car and taken off to the closest filming of Hoarders. How about that for an idea?
I like that.
Right.
They're only allowed to take the finest trash.
Oh, no, I can't resell that dirty diaper. You'll have to take care of that yourself.
There's a woman
down the block who's collecting Pampers. She'd be happy to see you.
Oh, yeah. That's our next episode.
Yeah, she's going to Coney Island.
We will take no swine before it's time.
Look at you rapping. You're very funny-ish.
Yeah.
Funny-ish.
All right, well, I think...
Not like I'm phoning it in, get it?
I'll tell you what, Joe. There must be something that gets lost in the...
too long.
He just talks over it, you know? This is what the show would be like if Joe didn't actually see me talking.
I know, it would be. It's like there's no visual cue, so we all...
You gave us a visual cue. Joe stepping out of Honda Element. It wasn't a visual cue, it was a visual PU. All right, you know what?
Visual PU.
You know what? Let's reset this.
Okay.
Let's go to commercial. You're listening to Dav and Dan on WTBQ. We'll be back after these commercials.
Rhythm and Rhyme Child Care is a New York State licensed facility, family-owned and operated, providing care and a watchful eye for children from 6 weeks to 12 years of age. Rhythm and Rhyme prides itself on excellent education and care. Your child always gets individualized attention. Their experienced, credentialed teachers and staff provide a warm and friendly atmosphere for your child. Their new, modern facility features security cameras and card key access. Healthy and organic snacks are available. Your child can play indoors or, when weather permits, in their outdoor fenced-in playground. Parents are always welcome. If you're looking for safe, secure, state-of-the-art childcare in a wonderful location, take a tour of Rhythm and Rhyme Childcare at 65 Ronald Reagan Boulevard in Warwick, New York. Call 987-7771 for Rhythm and Rhyme Childcare or visit rrchildcare.com. 987-7771, rrchildcare.com.
I can't wait for nighttime. I am going to GW's, the local place for the nightlife. GW's has so much to do. I think I'll start off with a GW's American Burger. Or maybe I'll get some of their famous wings. Maybe I should just wait till I get there and look at their menu full of all the great food. can't wait to have one of those tasty beverages, and I'm definitely going to watch the game there. And then, maybe I'll go play some pool. Then I'm going to dance all night long to one of their awesome DJs or great rock bands. So much to do, and it's all in Chester, New York at the ShopRite Center. If you want to live the nightlife, you should definitely come to GW's and check them out at GW's Tavern on Facebook, or just give them a call at 845-469-FOOD. GW's Nightlife is the right life.
Hi, my name is Davin Rosenblatt of the Davin and Cisco Show. Besides being the host of a radio show, I am a professional stand-up comedian and owner of the ever-growing entertainment company Side Splitting Productions. As a performer, I have appeared on Comedy Central and performed several tours overseas for our troops. As a company, for over a decade, Side Splitting Productions has been providing the very best in live stand-up comedy, murder mystery shows, DJs, and celebrity impersonators across. The containers are perfect for restaurants, special family events, and making that corporate event or party a stunning success. For a free consultation and quote, call me anytime at 845-986-7806. That's 845-986-7806. Or check us out on the web at sidesplittingproductions.com.
That's SIDESPLITTINGPRODUCTIONS.com. Sidesplittingproductions.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Nick Belasco, host of the St. Anthony Community Hospital Roundtable, heard every second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 8 a.m. Tune in to hear about the latest in health news from me and my guests here on WTBQ.
Success Martial Arts, the latest self-defense concept to come to Orange County. They combine classical martial arts training with a family fun environment custom tailored for children, teens, and adults. Success Martial Arts has two convenient locations, on Route 32 North in the town of Woodbury, and its newest location in the Chester Mall in the village of Chester. Please call today for more information. 845-469-1716 or visit their website at www.smacenters.com.
WTBQ Weather.
Skies will become mostly cloudy tonight with a shower or storm possible towards morning as lows reach 60 to 65. An area low pressure will keep the clouds in for tomorrow, much cooler with scattered showers and thunderstorms much of the day as highs reach 75 to 80. Those showers and storms taper off Friday night, and looking into Saturday after some early clouds, we'll have sunshine for the afternoon, warmer as highs reach the mid-80s. From the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Mike Mihalik.
And we are back. You are listening to WTBQ on 93.5 FM, 1110 AM. You're listening to Davin's Den. Frank, I'm going to need you on the mic. Was that a new promo for WTBQ? Mm. Frank, speak! He looks at yes. Really, I need to translate for you?
Yeah, I don't have my headphones, but yeah, you are right, sir.
When did we get that?
We build them all the time. We make them and throw them in and get them going there.
Nice, so. Very WKRP in Cincinnati.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Frank's like, you son of a... I like it. Good job, sir. Good. I'm not going to yell. I'll talk to you later, Frank. Never mind. You know, people would actually think we're professionals. Then they would listen to the show and find out not so much.
Oh, no, they wouldn't.
Joe, are you still with us?
Surprise.
What?
I said surprise.
Really? After you were clearing your throat? What the hell were you doing on the commercial break?
Oh, you heard that.
Yeah, I did hear that.
He was getting ready.
You're as smooth on the phone as you are in person. Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was getting ready to put out a fire.
Well, I'm getting ready to put out a fire. Get the wet ones. All right, let's move on with this. Let's try to do something constructive this show. We're given 1 hour a week to make a difference, and that's what we're here for.
Make a difference.
You know, that's what we are here for.
If this is where people are going for their spiritual guidance, this is really sad.
I didn't say
Devin.
We're making a spiritual difference.
Oh, okay. Phew.
I didn't say we're making a positive difference.
Oh, good.
I just said we're making a difference.
Okay.
Positive difference? Really good.
No, there's nothing positive unless it's a test. So Joe, I want to bring up something that's very close and dear to your heart. I know you're a big fan of this. The space shuttle is going to have its last mission now, if weather cooperates tomorrow. I know you're very big into the space thing. Are you going to watch this?
If I can try to watch it, but it's just horrible how something as important. I mean, our space program is the envy of the world. We are doing our last shuttle. We have nothing to replace it. We just built a space station we can't have no way to get to. And what does NASA say? Well, we're going to hitch a ride with the Russians. No, this is America. That's like Kirk hitching a ride with the Klingons. No.
I was just picturing that.
Kirk hitching a ride. You going my way?
Yeah, well, check off.
The tractor beam is no longer... See, Joe, we should have gotten a tractor beam. Then we wouldn't need these issues.
Yeah, and they actually are thinking of privatizing the space shuttle missions. You're going to be flying like you're flying on an airline. You know how tough it's going to get space boots on and off? It's not going to be fun.
Can you imagine that TCA? What that exam's going to be like? Bend over.
Yeah.
Spread them. Wider. Wider.
Yeah.
Wider. I know he's 2 years old. Wider.
Oh, God.
I mean...
No,
Joe, I don't know how I feel about them privatizing it. I mean, in the one hand, it's the only way, you know, mooks like, you know, not like us because we're poor, but
yeah.
People who have, you know, average people who have a lot of money are not going to face any tax implications if the GOP get their way. It's the only way they can fly. I mean, because the average person, unless you're Lance Bass, doesn't get to go to outer space. So isn't that aspect of it cool?
Yeah, it is. I mean, eventually they're going to get it, but I still think the private enterprise should work on it on their own, maybe with some funding, but I don't think that NASA.
You seem like it's a place in Long Island. like that town in Long Island, that county in Long Island is working on things. Yeah, we got Amy Fisher over here. She's going to be your flight attendant. She just got done with Celebrity Rehab.
Yeah.
Put your trays up so she can go down.
She's been working on some docking, let me tell you.
Yeah, everybody from Long Island is going to fly Billy Joel Ram into Mars.
I kind of agree with you, Joe. I think I like the idea that the private companies are working on it, but I think we're making a huge mistake. I think our space program is one of the things that the United States traditionally could hang their hat on and still can. To the American exceptionalism that we like to pride ourselves on. We built that. We built that space station.
We built the space station, we built the limb, we built everything. And a lot of the stuff that has come out of the space program, a lot of products, a lot of technology, medicine, and computers.
GPS.
Tang, for example, is a biggie. But
Tang.
Wu-Tang Clan?
There are a lot of things that we use today that helps people's lives that were a result of the research of the space program.
Well, Joe, they're still going to do stuff.
And not have a plan B is just ridiculous. It's embarrassing.
Well, Joe, they're still going to do space things. They're working on a new thing that'll. Their next thing they want to do is
they want to do space things.
Very technical.
Well, we are going to do space things.
Get a couple of chimps. We're going to fly around with no gravity.
What are you, a rocket scientist? No.
You see, Joe, what's going to happen is they're going to use their lightsaber and levitate there for a while.
Yeah.
No, the next plan for NASA, if Ronkonkoma can't get their act together. They're going to try to land on an asteroid. That's the next thing, which I don't know why. Didn't they see the movie Armageddon? It doesn't work out well. Unless you got Bruce Willis around, and last time I checked, he died in that movie. We should not be landing on asteroids. But that's the next thing. They want to create a new craft to get us to asteroids. But I agree with you, Joe. These shuttles, they still work well. We should still use them. I mean, you know, listen. If people can still drive around in, like, you know, 57 Chevys, we can drive around in, like, 84 Discoveries.
Yeah,
the Discovery's still around. Is that the one that
died? You ever see the crazy old man in the 1988 Delta 88 wagon driving with all the stickers all over it? That'll be the shuttle. But at least he's getting where he's going.
Wouldn't it be cool, like, if the Atlantis, the one that they're flying up, they just retrofit it and, you know, they're going to start flying and then put wood paneling on the side?
In one of the Star Trek movies, didn't they take one of the old Enterprises out of a museum and then, like,
but that's what they're doing with these shuttles. They're like, they're putting one of the shuttles on the Intrepid, I believe, which is where it belongs, because I remember in World War II how often we landed our space shuttles on our aircraft carriers.
That's how we won. That's how we got Hitler.
It was that's how we dropped the bomb on Hiroshima.
Yes.
Buzz Aldrin, along with Buzz Lightyear, they dropped the bomb on the Japanese, and then they all went to Chinese buffets afterwards, and we won the war. There's your history lesson, ladies and gentlemen. But no, they're giving these things to schools.
Fit the shuttle, you know, like I said, like an old station wagon. Like they could bring bedding up there, like the old mattress. They could bring a mattress and just have the robotic arm trying to hold it down as it goes into space.
As you're driving on the New York Thruway, holding down the mattress with one arm out the window?
Yeah, you just have to robotic arm trying to get it into outer space.
Listen, man, I'm with you guys. I think it's a mistake. We don't have anything to replace. But I think, I got to be honest with you, I think the average American has taken the space program for granted. I mean, a lot of us are going to watch tomorrow. I'm going to watch tomorrow. But really, most of us didn't watch anymore. Did you watch anymore, Joe?
Yeah.
You watched everyone go up?
I watched it. When I could, I would watch them go up because it's still, I mean, 30 years later, you watch it, and it's just this incredible sight. And to know that you're not going to see it anymore, you know, it's just a shame. As America, we should have came up with something bigger and better and cooler.
Yeah, but
bigger,
you know what? Here's the problem. If we went bigger,
you know, that's what we should have
done.
But
Joe, you're not thinking in today's terms. If we went bigger, you know, we would have gotten lousy gas mileage. We needed something smaller that you could plug in, Joe. That's
all we had to do is blow up its tires.
What are we going to do? Strap a rocket to a Prius?
That would be fantastic. A rocket to a Prius. Now you're talking, Joe. We put it on a ramp. You know, Prius could probably get, 45, 50 on a big hill?
Just back it up my driveway, plug
and
it in.
We need to go back to the moon. We have to go back to the moon.
We have. I don't know why we don't go to the moon anymore.
An American moon, and that is ours. And I'm not going to watch CNN and have some Chinese guy going, "Look, we're on moon, and you know here, we're going back there too."
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Hey, you know, the problem is Joe doesn't listen. I think he's listening on a delay or something. I know. Joe's like having his own little conversation.
I'm on a phone in Alexandria Bay.
Listen, this is a good precursor for next week when I got to host this silly show from Ocean City, Maryland, because Joe's going to be in studio.
And then I'm sitting there figuring it out. Yeah,
we know how that's going to work. Unfortunately, I'm the brains of this operation, so if you think it was bad with me running it, good luck with Captain Stupid.
Oh, your wife's going to call.
I called you a captain. It doesn't count. I promoted you.
He was promoted. It should be, excuse me, that's Admiral Stupid, thank you.
He's no admiral yet.
You have rank now.
What?
That's funny.
Yeah, well, once in a while, let's not get used to it. All right, now, I got a serious problem.
Hey, guys, I got to go. I got to start a show in about 5 minutes.
Oh, well.
So, I will see you guys later.
Wise
Guys Comedy Club, Alexandria Bay, or you could visit their place in Syracuse.
Yeah, my people are rushing to do that this weekend. But no, if you get a chance to see Joe.
All right, I'll see you all next week.
Goodbye,
see you
Joe.
Later, Joe.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, Joe Curry, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Curry. He's a dear friend, but he's a nitwit sometimes. He's very funny, though. He's a good man.
He's a good guy.
He's a very good, and he's captain now. So,
wait, Admiral.
No, I didn't. You don't run things.
Field promotion.
Listen, Lieutenant. Just settle down here.
Uhura?
Uhura?
Yeah. Not Uhura.
Oh.
Uhura.
Speaking of Uhuras. I got a little situation. I got a little situation coming up here.
And what's happening?
I got my wife's birthday coming up.
Oh.
I've been with her for like 14 years. And we're Jewish, and for a while there, we did the Hanukkah thing all 8 nights. Terrible idea. Great if you don't think you're going to be with somebody for that long. Like Hanukkah's a good idea if you think you're going to be with them in a medium range, like 1 or 2 years. If you think it's only like a month thing, then no, don't go crazy with the Hanukkah. If you think you're going to be with them for a couple years, then you know what? Go crazy with the Hanukkah. If you think you're going to be with them for more than 5 years, you're going to screw yourself is what you're going to do because you run out of ideas.
Oh, and even worse is that in the beginning of the relationship, you're trying to impress one another.
Yes!
You know?
Yes!
And it only could go downhill, and then once you're, you know, 14 years in, now what do you do?
I don't know what to do. If anybody wants to call with ideas, you can call us 845-651-1110. I don't know. I've given her a GPS. No, don't you mock me.
I'm sure the car was very happy with its gift.
She was. It comes with lifetime map updates, lifetime traffic requests, the type of thing somebody, Joe Curry, could use.
Oh, I could have used that when I came up here the first time.
Absolutely.
Man.
The last thing I gave her was a radar detector because Chester's finest had their way with her.
Well, now.
Well, you know, you got to get out of a ticket somehow.
Yeah, you don't even have to get on a plane these days.
So she's got a radar detector. You know, I haven't done the jewelry thing in a while, but she's gotten jewelry. That doesn't get old. What?
That doesn't get old.
Yeah, but she says it does. And my mom buys her jewelry. Everybody buys her jewelry.
I'm sorry, wait. Your mom's buying the jewelry?
My mom's buying the jewelry.
Oh, I don't know.
My mom's a shopaholic.
Oh, all right then. Let her go.
It used to be she bought me everything. Now she's listening. I don't appreciate you calling me a shopaholic. I saw it. It was a good price. If you don't want it, I can return it. But I really want you to keep it.
No. Look, if your mom's into Shopaholic, hi.
last week she called in to scold Joe for talking about fireworks because Joe was promoting fireworks.
He was promoting them?
Yeah, Joe's a dummy.
and I hope that hand is healing, Joe.
So my mom, she gets a lot of jewelry, gets a lot of nice jewelry from other people. Though, you know, I would buy her the really big stuff.
Yeah.
But I've kind of run out of ideas. Well, you have any ideas?
Not lingerie. You know, that's for you.
I can't even buy your clothes. I'm wearing some right now. Enjoy your pizza, Brendan. Wah.
Mean to wear.
No, because, well, you know, I can't buy her clothing. I used to be able to buy her clothing.
Oh.
But now, you know, clothing, buying clothing for women is a hard thing.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
Because you buy it too small, she thinks, oh, look at how fat I am. And you buy it too big, now she thinks you think she's fat.
That's what I'm talking.
I know. I wanted them.
And even if you buy the correct stuff, if you don't rifle through her drawers and say, you know what, I'm going to rifle through her closet.
Hey, your private life off the radio, please. Rifling through her drawers on your own time. Sorry.
That's just what we call it, rifling through her drawers. But
that's what I call it.
Even if you get the right size.
Yeah.
There's different cuts.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't know what to get her anymore.
No, I know. That is really difficult to go and get something. And you know, it's like the older you get, the more you start getting, like, gifts that are, you know.
The gifts I'm getting her this year. I bought the gifts, but they're returnable. Quite frankly, gifts this year suck. You know what I got her? Suck.
What?
Two books.
Oh.
We're going on vacation. I figure she likes to read. She doesn't get a chance to read two books.
Look, what are you trying to do? Make her play Dirty Librarian? You know,
that's a good idea.
Hey, wait a minute now. Get those.
Oh, I got a paper cut. Leave me alone. Hey, baby, you want to check out my Dewey Decimal System? Yes, we can even take libraries and make them smutty and filthy here on Davin's Den. That's what we can do.
That's what I like
Let's see any other show try to do that. No, why would they? Because they have taste and standards.
Oh, yeah, there's that Class with a K.
Yeah, Class with a K. So do you have any ideas?
Oh, boy, I don't know, because I'm kind of stuck, too. I mean, it's easy if you're married to a musician, you can always get them more instruments, you know?
Right.
And
well, how many instruments do they need?
Well, you know,
I mean, I think once you get to the triangle, game's over.
No, well, drummers, they're always running out of something.
Okay. All right, fine.
They need covers or something.
She's a computer tech. What am I going to buy her? A new Apple every week?
I know. It's like, okay, do you need any more peripherals? I don't even know what I'm talking about.
I wouldn't even know what to buy her.
I know.
And for some reason, people think cash is cheesy.
No. And gift cards are cheesy, too, because it's like, why don't you just hand over the cash?
Yeah, then you're not limiting people.
Right.
Here's $25, but I only want you to spend it at Applebee's.
Oh, great. I hate that place. Thanks.
So you have no ideas. If you're listening on instant message, you can... I know a bunch of you are listening on instant message. You can IM me your ideas. I really don't know. I'm going to give her the book. One of them is like Mika Przinsky's, like, you know, basically it's like How to Get What You're Worth.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, because my wife is like overdue for a raise. And, you know, so I want her to get the... I want my wife to exhibit the backbone at her office that she has no problem showing me on a regular basis.
It's like taper when you're having a conversation.
Taper? Taper.
I didn't mean taper mouth, man.
Oh, okay.
I meant taper when she's talking to you. It's like, now do that to your boss. No, don't do that to your boss. Depends on what conversation you're having exactly. Make it a conversation you have in the kitchen.
Huh?
What? Okay, I just said... Do your boss.
Yeah, I kind of went from tape to...
I went far afield. No, just saying, you know, exhibit the kind of, you know, backbone at home that you have at home in
the
office.
But she knows I'm not going to fire her. Because really,
she's
my only other babysitting option. I mean, let's just lay the cards out on the table without her there.
And,
my kid's in studio with me right now.
Yeah, that's...
Probably getting a new contract with the station because they're firing me and taking her.
Well, I mean,
it's Princess Talk with Skylar.
It would be Princess Talk.
I like Princess Ariel the best. But not the Sea Witch. My wife, we talked about it. My daughter's afraid of the Sea Witch. I'm not getting into that again.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah.
I hate it when she calls me that.
Princess or Sea Witch?
Sea Witch.
Well, you look a little bit like... No, I'm just kidding.
No.
I'm kidding. You don't look like the Sea Witch. You look like Cruella de Vil.
You don't like the stripes?
I don't like the stripes.
All right.
So you have no ideas for me to get my... Oh, and the other thing
is... Does she have a hobby?
What?
Does she have a hobby? Oh, that's the blankest look I've seen in a long time. Wow, you don't have no idea what she does.
She doesn't have time for a hobby. You know, the fact that I've gotten her massages.
Right.
Which she always likes. She always likes when I get her a massage.
Well.
But how many times can you do that?
Every day.
I guess.
Oh, no. But you never get sick of getting
it. You know what I got her that she really liked? But it took her like a year to use it. Like a $300 gift certificate for like the Fountain Spa.
Well, you'd have to get that much at the Fountain Spa.
Well, it's very expensive. You know what? Let me treat my wife. Let me shoo-shoo her. But, you know.
Wait, shoo-shoo?
Is that not right? That's not really a word.
I don't know what shoo-shoo is.
Let me, not zhuzh.
Yeah, well, that zhuzh is putting on the jewels and getting ready. Shoo-shoo.
Let me treat it
nice.
Shoes.
Every woman likes shoes.
You know what? We're not getting all the feedback from this conversation because we're not grossing people out.
I know. They're not disgusted. What should we talk about? The kind of stuff that I was thinking about buying my... You know, I mean, we just got married, but we've been together for 10 years, and now we're up to things like the big, exciting trip to the shopping center is, did you remember to get the Toms? I mean...
Really?
Yeah.
What a miserable marriage that is.
No, actually, we were really happy. We both just have issues.
Did you remember to get the Toms? Yeah, we're going to have a long conversation later on. You're going to need these, baby.
We're going to sit down here. Here's the calcium.
You know what she likes? And I got her one of the, she says she likes vampire books.
Oh, wait.
But she likes all like the teen vampire crap.
Yeah, but what was...
Like Twilight. So I got
her the
first book. I don't know if it's any good because I'm not reading it. Vampires of Morganville.
Oh, you're asking me like I know.
I thought you would. You're into like all the Halloween crap.
No. Well, I love Harry Potter, but I didn't
She
get
loves
in...
Harry Potter?
Does she have the books?
No. She loves Harry Potter because the movies are brilliant. Really?
I know. I'm so sorry.
You watch those movies, you go, wow, that's some cinematography.
I literally sat through one of those movies and fell asleep.
I can't. I've sat through two of those movies with her. They are a great way for me to sleep. 2.5 hours of the deepest sleep. She loves them, though. Another one's coming out, and she's excited for it. But
yeah, I actually like to see it.
Really?
Die. Oh, no.
Die, Harry, die.
Die her. No, I read the books and I really liked them. I went to one of the movies I remember seeing. I thought it was pretty cool. But, you know, you get into this whole other headspace when you read the books and it's not what you see on them.
Everybody
the film.
Says the books are great.
They are.
Really?
Yeah, they really are great. They're fantastic. I mean, there's a story to them.
That's what happens in most books. It's the craziest thing. I'm reading this book, and there's words, and it's leading up to something.
There's a beginning. There's a middle. Oh, my God, there's that.
They had these characters.
They ran around and did things. They were exciting things.
People love those silly books.
Yeah.
My wife loves it, but I got her all the... See, that was something else,
yeah.
You know, when it was birthday or Hanukkah or anniversary or something romantic. I would go and get her the Harry Potter. See, I was smart, though, with these Morganville vampires. I was smart this time. I got her the first book in a really friggin' long series.
Yeah.
So if she likes this, cha-ching, 8 days of Hanukkah, how you like me now? Yeah, I'm pimping big that way.
I think you need bookmarks and... Bookends.
You know what? Maybe I'll get the funnies from the paper and I'll make her a book cover.
Like you did.
Oh, by the way, Times Herald News, if you're listening, you stink. That's the local news. That's the local newspaper. They are so inept at that stupid newspaper.
Why?
You should advertise on this radio station. You should advertise with me. You should. We got to get out of here. But here's why I want to tell you: how stupid the newspaper industry is.
How stupid are they?
I went to ShopRite. I used to get the paper all the time.
Right.
So I let it discontinue because they keep raising the rates. So I signed this deal with ShopRite, $12 a month. You know, they gave me a gift card for ShopRite. I'm happy. I get it. I get a memo in the mail, like a month later, they're raising our rates. Fine. Yeah. I'm going to cancel. Then I get a call, and I call them, and I said, well, give me the rate. I just got this rate. Oh, we can't do that. We're not authorized to do it. You just gave it to me, stupid. And then I get a call from Arizona, and they offer me the same rate, $12 a month. I say, okay, that's what I'll do.
Right.
I'll get it $12 a month. So I cancel my paper. I try to call back the chick who called me with it. I can't get her on the phone. Now I have no newspaper. They started it last week. I didn't ask them to restart it. You know what they were charging me? $22 a month for the stupid newspaper.
Whoa.
So, yeah, Times Herald News, you stink.
Hey, I think they should hand it out in Coney Island. Problem solved.
We're See what she did there? She brought that all around. Yes. We got to get out of here in a couple seconds. Pip, is there any place where your husband's band is going to be where we could see him?
Oh, rats. You know what?
Never mind. Really? You are really bad at this.
I'm really bad at the plugs.
You know what? Go see him. What's the name of the band?
The Ramones.
The Ramones.
Yeah, the Ramones cover band. And he's also in another one, Johnny and the Alimonies.
You might want to pay attention on that one. Do they have a website?
They're on Facebook. Both Johnny and the Alimonies and the Ramones are on Facebook.
Yeah, check them out. All the fans of Davinson, go check that out. You should get half a hit.
Yeah.
Should work out well for you. I want to give special thanks to Rhythm and Rhyme Daycare and Preschool in Warwick, New York. They sponsored us. I always appreciate they were my first sponsor. They are currently handling enrollments for their summer and fall programs, so definitely check that out. Great place to send your kid. Also want to thank GW's in Chester, New York. Great way to get your drink on. It's getting really hot. They have ice cold beer, a bunch of different beers on tap. Great place to play pool. Also, Success Martial Arts. Thank you to Success Martial Arts. They are sponsoring us. They got a great summer program going on. This weekend, I'll be Catch a Rising Star in Princeton. For tickets, call 609-987-8018. You guys have been listening to Davin's Den. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us, tell no one. Either way, keep on listening. We're out. Bye.
Your community radio station since 1969.